Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقليل من عبادي الشكور صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the name Ash-Shakuru. Ash-Shakuru is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The root words of the word Ash-Shakur is Sheen, Kaf and Ra. Sheen, Kaf and Ra, which is generally translated as someone who is grateful or thankful. To be grateful or to be thankful. Many a times you will have heard of the word shukr. The word shukr, again from the same root words. Shukr, it means that you are grateful to someone, or that you are thankful to someone. Sometimes to understand a word properly, if we also look into the opposite word, it gives us some clarity. So for an example, the opposite of shukr would be kufr. The opposite of shukr is kufr. The complete opposite. Shukr means to be grateful, and kufr means to be ungrateful. That is why in the Quran you will find that those that have turned away from Allah have been described as kuffar or kafirin, or even in certain verses of the Quran as kafara or kafaru or kafara. All have the same meaning, which means that they have rejected the greatest blessing that was in front of them, which is to bring iman, faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the word kafir is described for that person who turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who turns away from deen. And as for that man who is a Muslim, he is required to be a Muslim, but at the same time also the qualities of shakur should be inside him, that he should always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very, very important. Now, when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shakur, Aliyazu billah, it does not mean that Allah has to be grateful. Doesn't mean that. That is for insan, that is for human beings, that is for the people of iman. So what is the meaning when we say that Allah is ash-shakuru? Allah is ash-shakuru. Ash-shakuru for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is translated as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates, Allah appreciates the good deeds that people do, the good a'mal, the good action that a person does. And how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ash-shakur? That Allah always appreciates any good deeds or any good deed that a person does. So for an example, if a man has been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 30 years, he did not pray salah, he did not fast, he did not recite the Quran, he did not come to the masjid. However, he believes in Allah and he believes in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for some reason, this man has done one good deed in the 30 years. One good deed. That maybe he was with his friends and it was time for Jumu'ah. And he came and he performed Jumu'ah in the masjid. Example. Now for him to come to the masjid and to perform Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also appreciates this action of his, because Allah is ash-shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like other human beings, that Allah is to judge him, that for 30 years this man has not come to me. For 30 years this man did not recite the Quran. For 30 years he did not fast. He did not perform salah. But now he comes because of his friends. But even that action is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he is ash-shakur. Now imagine how important this attribute of Allah is for us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not open up this quality of ash-shakur for us, not a single deed of ours would be accepted. But Allah accepts it because he is ash-shakur. This is one meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at the background of that person. Any amal that he does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate. The second meaning of ash-shakuru, this is also something very, very important for us to understand, is that the a'mal that we do, they are also unworthy and insignificant, even the good deeds that we do. Imagine the salah that we read is of 7 minutes or 5 minutes. How many minutes? 7 minutes, 5 minutes. We can't even hold that strong khushu', that level of concentration, for 5 minutes solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every man knows for himself that if he is reading 4 rakats, then in the first rakat he is in London, the second rakat he is in Manchester, in the third rakat he wants to open up his fridge, in the fourth rakat he is thinking, what will I eat after Maghrib or after Isha? And then all of a sudden, like a robot, he decides, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now tell me, is the amal that we do, the good actions, are they worthy? We make dua, and this is how we lift up our hands and we look at everybody. Turn back to Allah, look at everybody. The heart is not there, the mind is not there, like a parrot, just reciting certain words. What kind of an amal is that? What kind of an action is that? Any amal that we do. Take for an example, you've put on your ihram, and the time it takes you to begin your umrah and to end it, have you done your umrah which is of quality umrah? Is your hajj of quality hajj? You fast, and then in the month of fasting all day, can one say that alhamdulillah, it's a quality roza that I have performed? Even the good deeds that we do are damaged from every side. It is damaged from every side. What we would say, second hand. Second hand. It is damaged from every side. Despite the fact that it is damaged, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it because He is ash-shakur. Understand that. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling everybody, that I am ash-shakur. You know why? You can turn away from me for years, but you come to me once, I will accept that, I will appreciate your coming. And even if your a'mal are damaged, unworthy, there is no sincerity, there is no strength, there is no purity, there is no ruh, there is no soul in your good actions. But you have done it. You have done it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. Why? Because He is ash-shakur. Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb. That is why in the month of Ramadan, in the hadith it comes that when a person fasts, when a person is fasting, in the hadith it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ana ujza bih. I am the reward for that person who is fasting. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not explained the reward that He wants to give to those who are fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He is fasting for me, and I am going to give Him a reward which will be a surprise for Him in the hereafter. Look at how Allah is qadardan, how Allah appreciates. We keep the fasting and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, He did it for me and now I have to do it for Him. The reward I will not tell you now. The reward is reserved for you in the hereafter. Brothers, imagine if someone, mashallah, who is a man who Allah has blessed with everything of this dunya, and very generous, very sakhi, very good in character, and if he was to say, no, no, don't tell him now, let him come, and I want to show him something, I have a surprise for him, I want to give him a gift, how happy that person will be. So the ulama have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur, that every little that you do, everything that you do, no matter how it is, you have turned away from Allah for 2 years, then you came back for 2 years, then you moved away for 1 year, then you came back, then you moved away. Whatever your pattern is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, like a human being will say, this guy is a hypocrite, but ye to munafiq hai. An insan will give a quick fatwa. Insan will quickly say, bhai, I know this guy, what he does. Ye to hera pheri hai iski bhai, comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes, forget him. Just take him out, one shot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. Allah says, I am shakur. You can do whatever you want, you go, you come, you go, you come, you go, you come. But every time you come, I will appreciate your coming because I am a shakur. Allahu Akbar Kabir. That is why I say many to the revered brothers that even if you don't know how to perform your salah, stand up and just even say Allah and go into ruku and even say Allah, whatever you know. Why? Because Allah is ash-shakur, Allah is the one who accepts. Of course, this does not give license to a person not to learn and not to memorize surahs of the Quran, but no, in the early stages it gives a person that opportunity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur. What a beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this attribute was not there, what of our a'mal will be accepted? Which good deed will be accepted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But because He is ash-shakur. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this name ash-shakur also to the people of Iman. You have seen people whose names are Abdul Shakur. Abdul Shakur means the slave of Shakur. So Shakur is a name that is also given to the people of Iman. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see this quality inside us. And this quality is very important. The most beautiful quality that a person can have in him is this quality, that he is thankful and grateful to Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his glorious Quran, in his kalam, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. They are very few from amongst my servants who are grateful. Oho, Allah is saying that. That they are very few from amongst my servants who are grateful. Very few. And this rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the Quran also, this golden rule for us to understand, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you do shukr, Allah will give you in many folds. Finished. If you do shukr, Allah will give you in many folds. If a man, Allah has given him wealth, and if he gives wealth back to the path of Allah, Allah is saying, you've done shukr. I gave you, you gave me, and the qaida is لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give you more. Very simple. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You do shukr, I will give you more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. But if you are ungrateful to me, now imagine Allah has not said that if you are ungrateful, I will snatch everything away from you. No. Allah does not do that. In your shukr, Allah is saying, I will increase immediately. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. But وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you are ungrateful, Allah does not say, I will take everything away from you. Allah simply responds by saying, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. My punishment is very, very severe. That what I have given you will become your azab. That what I have given you will become azab for you. Because you are not doing shukr, you are not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is something which is very, very important for us to understand. Allah give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Shukr is the greatest quality in a person. Always make dua. Allah, make me from amongst the shakirin. Make me from amongst the shakirin, ya Allah. Let me do shukr. Let me give you one example. And what an example this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his glorious speech. Allah says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven everything of the past and everything of the future for his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'soom. What is he? Infallible. Anbiya'ahu, infallible. They cannot fall, they cannot commit sins. He is infallible. And so he is ma'soom. And this is mentioned in the Quran. A Nabi does not commit any sins. And this declaration is in the Quran for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has forgiven you in the past and in the future. That is how it is spoken in the Quran. It is this language to actually explain that somebody is infallible, somebody who is ma'soom. Anbiya are ma'soom, and especially Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now with this ayat kareema in mind, the general habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that in the night he would stand in qiyam for such a long period of time that his feet would swell up, they would puff up. Now this was not for one night or one off. This was for many, many nights. This was his habit. Now imagine a person is just standing on his feet in qiyam for 5 hours, 6 hours in one posture, obviously it will have an effect on your legs, on your feet. And so because of that very long, long standing, Allah's Nabi's, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet was swelled up. It was puffed up. Sooj gaye the. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha saw this, she said something ajeeb. And she said, أَتَفْعَلُ هَذَا وَكَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكْ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Oh my beloved Nabi, do you have to go to this extreme of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This exertion to deplete all your energy in one qiyam or in one ruku or in one sujood all night, when Allah has forgiven you of your past and of your future. Can you not take some concession from this ayat of the Quran that yet you stand in this manner? Allahu Akbar. Look at the answer that is given by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Listen to this very carefully. He said, O Aisha, afala akuna abdan shakura. When Allah has given me such honor, shall I not be that slave which is great? Shall I not be that slave who is grateful to his master? Oho. Shall I not be that slave who is grateful to his master? Because Allah has given me such honor, this is why I have to do this. I need to thank him. Because Allah is a shakur, a man needs to reciprocate. A man needs to give back. Subhanallah al-Azim. Compare ourselves to the lives of Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'in. One day Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was sitting with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi was with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. In front at a distance, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar were walking to the direction of Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali is saying that when I saw Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar, both of them, out of love, were holding hands and walking. What were they doing? Holding hands and walking. There is nothing wrong with that. They were holding hands. This was out of love. And so Hazrat Ali is describing that Hazrat Abu Bakr is holding the hands of Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar is holding the hands of Hazrat Abu Bakr. And they saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both are coming in the direction of Hazrat Ali and Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Hazrat Ali and said, Ali, listen to me very carefully. And he said, Hazani, Hadani, Sayyida, Kuhuli Ahlil Jannah. Hazani, Sayyida, Kuhuli Ahlil Jannah. That these two that are coming will be the leaders of those in my ummah that died at an old age. They will be the leaders of them in Jannah. Allah's Nabi is saying to Hazrat Ali that Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar, both of them are going to be the leaders of those in my ummah that will enter Jannah and will have died at an old age. So somebody who passed away after 60 years of age, somebody who passed away after 60 years of age, example, their Amir, their leader in Jannah will be who? Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So this Basharat, glad tidings, was given to who? Hazrat Ali. Now with that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something else. He said, Ali, when they come, don't inform them of this glad tidings, the basharat that I have told you. Don't tell them. Allahu Akbar. Don't tell them. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala and is wondering, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah, you don't want me to say to them? These were people of perfect iman. But Allah's Nabi is saying, no, don't say it to them. And then he said to Hazrat Ali that you are wondering why you should not say it to them. And he said, because Abu Bakr and Umar are two such individuals, their level of shukr with Allah is at the highest level. At the highest level. They will go to any length. They have reached the zenith of actually pleasing Allah and doing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am scared that if I gave them this glad tidings, they will want to do something so much that it might even be beyond their capacity. That is why, out of love, I say don't tell them. Because these were people whose entire life was only to do shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that. That Allah's Nabi is not informing them because their level of shukr is too high, and Allah's Nabi is saying that maybe if you tell them this glad tidings, they will want to do more for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of shukr, which will only be perhaps burdensome for them or a bit of difficulty for them, and I don't wish this difficulty for them. Because Allah's Nabi says that I know the companions. These were Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'in, my respected brothers. Incredible people. Ajeeb or ghareeb people, Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'in were. Look at their level of shukr. That is why in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرِ. When a person is not thankful for the little that Allah gives him, he is not thankful for the more that Allah gives him. If Allah gives him a little and he is not thankful, then anything more, in great amount that Allah gives him, he will not be thankful to Allah. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished off by saying, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. When a person is not thankful to the people around him, then he will not be thankful also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man's akhlaq has to be good. A man should also be showing that gesture of showing thanks to a person, any good favors that you have done. In fact, in one hadith it comes, مَنْ أَنْعَمَ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ نِعْمًا. مَنْ أَنْعَمَ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ نِعْمًا. If a person, if one brother has done a favor to another brother in terms of some blessings, or he has given him something. So one brother has done something good for another brother, but this man becomes ignorant. You know, some people are like that, very ignorant people. Lam yashkur lahu, and he did not turn to his brother to thank him. He helped him, he assisted him, and he did not turn to thank him. Then in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if this man fada'a alayhi ustujiba lah, if this man in that position was to give baddua to him, was to curse him, then Allah would accept his curse. Because at that time this man should have thanked him to acknowledge the favor, the good that this man has done for you. To recognize that. And you did not recognize it. If this man stood there, if his heart was broken, and if he did but dua, surely Allah would accept his dua. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, in the hadith it comes that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Jannah, Mi'raj, a lot of those who will be in Jahannam, sorry, when he saw Jahannam, a lot of those who will be in Jahannam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, they are the women folks. Who are they? They are the women folks. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is the women folks because of two things that they have in them, and they have to do islah. And he said, number one, they are very quick to curse each other. To curse. Very quick. And number two, that they are ungrateful to their husbands. What are they? Ungrateful to their husbands. This is in the hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. A man has been doing everything for the wife, and one day the man says no, and there you see she will be ranting and complaining that, I wish I did not marry you. You are the worst person in my life. Who do you think you are? I was happy at my dad's house. You know, even if I was in India, I was still happy. If I was in Pakistan, happy. If I was in Bangladesh, I would have been happy. I would have been happy. By Abba ke jhupre mein bhi main rehti thi, khush thi. And she gives the Juma bayan basically. Right? And so this attitude is very, very wrong. Very wrong. And I am only quoting that which is in the hadith. Ladies, mashallah, nowadays you have so many alimas. You can go and ask them. Everything. Allah's Nabi identified two things in them that they curse very quickly. If a child has done something wrong, tu mar jata to achha tha. Sometimes even a mother will say that. Oh ho, why? What are you doing? A father will say something in anger, but he doesn't understand that you have put a death warrant with your own hands on your son, and then you regret. And then you regret. What is the use? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so, Allah is ash-shakur. Allah is ash-shakur. And that quality needs to be inside us. There was this one lady traveling, and she noticed that there was a dog who was extremely thirsty and about to die, and the well, water well, was also close by. And this is in the hadith. The dog could not get to the water because the water well was deep, and this dog was here left to die, very thirsty. This woman was a woman who did not live a virtuous life. As in, there was no chastity of this lady, and she was not a pious woman. However, when she saw that this dog is dying, with difficulty she got to the well, and she took off her shoe and put water in the shoe. Put water in the shoe and gave that water to this dog. All her life, this woman was a zaniya. What was she? A zaniya. But this one amal of hers, in the hadith it comes, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهَا. Allah appreciated, فَشَكَرَ, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ. Allah, you can't say Allah's shukr, you have to say, Allah appreciated that action of hers, and this one amal became the token for her entry into Jannah. Imagine that. Today, my respected brothers, if somebody has done all the good to you, and for some reason, one time somebody does something bad to you, we remember that. We hold grudge. We break relationship. We break ties. Family members split open because of one thing. But bhai, don't you see the past, how that person has been with you, how he is? Bhai, recognize that person. A man has to have that intelligence. Look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just a few minutes of your time, brothers. In the battle of Badr, 70 prisoners were taken by the Muslims. How many? 70 prisoners. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a passing gesture, and he said that these are the qadi, the prisoners, 70 of them. If Mut'im ibn Adi was alive today, what did he say? If Mut'im ibn Adi was alive today, For this one man, Mut'im ibn Adi, I would have freed all the 70 captives, all the 70 prisoners. Look at the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recognizing the good of Mut'im ibn Adi. He said, why? Because Mut'im ibn Adi was that man who wanted to break and unlock the siege that was enforced upon the Banu Hashim. He was at the forefront fighting with the people that these are our people and you cannot put this sanction on them and that food should be destroyed. He was at the forefront. And he says, I remember Mut'im ibn Adi. And Allah's Nabi said, if he was alive, because of him, 70 of the prisoners would have been free today. Because of what he did. So understand, my respected brothers and elders, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur. Even the unworthy a'mal that we have, it is like, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah save us. But imagine if somebody was to give you dirty water to drink, would you drink that? Would you drink that? Nobody would drink dirty water, right? There's water, but it is dirty water. Our a'mal are like that. Our a'mal, our deeds are like dirty water. Though it's water, it's dirty water. Despite that, Allah is ash-shakur. Ah, Allah. Despite that, Allah is shakur. Allah is accepting. Bhai, jaane do, jaane do, jaane do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, 25 minutes, half an hour, understanding the attributes of Allah, the sifat of Allah is so important. MashaAllah, if you come, also invite other brothers to come, it will be of great benefit. It actually changes the condition of the heart and it changes the condition of the mindset that a person has. Today the problem is that you see a man who is right, and then all of a sudden his mindset becomes corrupted. This is a fitna. And they speak against Islam. Why? They have not benefited from the company of the ulama. You know, there are people who say, oh, you know, this Islamic marker of zakat, you know, silver should be this amount, gold should be this amount. I think in the modern world, this is wrong. Shariat is wrong. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. My brother, what are you saying? And they speak in that tone, but they don't even realize what they are saying. Giving you a few examples. You don't even know what you are saying. This is kufr, nothing but kufr. Recite your kalima. Perhaps your nikah has broken with your wife. You have become instantly a murtad. What are you doing? What are you saying? Why? No company of the majalis. No company of the ulama. You will see the rich of this ummah. They don't have time to come to the majalis. They don't have to. And this is imtihan. What is it? And so slowly what happens? Arrogance, arrogance, arrogance is fed into the system. And they are deprived from the noor of the Quran and the hadith and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they go about doing things which are completely wrong and their mindset is wrong, and during their lifetime, who knows, they might even say things which are nothing but purely kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ye jo majlis hai na mere azizo, agar waha entry fee hoti na, entry fee, that 25-30 minutes you have to pay, example, £1,000. Kitne? Mm-hmm. Kitne? Mm-hmm. Even £1,000 is not enough for what you benefit and I benefit. You cannot put a price to the name of Allah which is Ash-Shakur. Itni kimti hai ye majalis. Aur hume to Allah ne muft mein di hai. Allah has given it free of charge. Allah give us the tawfiq, brothers, mashallah, promote this, invite brothers, inshallah, it will be of great benefit. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya rahmur rahim.